May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Why do you pray? Maybe before I ask you that question, I should ask, do you pray? The fact that you're here at Mass on a Sunday morning leads me to believe that you at least like the idea of prayer and believe in its basic benefits. After all, our whole liturgy this morning is one long prayer of praise and thanksgiving to the one true God, the undivided Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, of whom we believe and confess as present with us, and who will nourish us with spiritual food and drink of his own body and blood. But beyond this time on a Sunday morning, do you pray? Perhaps you haven't given it much thought. There are so many things that fill our minds and take our time. But we have the time now, at least for these few minutes, to reflect on your prayer life. Do you take the time on a daily basis to talk with God? Many Christians, in the course of their daily life, have neglected the sacred and divine act of prayer. Are you one of them? Do you pray the daily office as found in our Book of Common Prayer? Okay, maybe not the whole office, but the daily devotions for families and individuals, also found in our prayer book. I've heard it said that we Anglicans and Episcopalians are people of the prayer book, and our prayer book calls us to daily prayer, and daily does mean daily. My experience has informed me, however, that we as Anglicans and Episcopalians do not on a whole follow our own faith tradition when it comes to daily perseverance in prayer. Reading through the Diocese of Iowa's five-year plan, entitled For a Time Like This, the lacking of our daily prayer is acknowledged and addressed during the fourth year of the plan, which is this year. We are currently in the diocesan year of the work of the people, structures for an eternal message. I tell you that the first work of the people is prayer, and that the Lord's Prayer is the first great structure for the eternal message. Regarding prayer, the diocesan plan reads, in the Anglican Episcopal tradition, the good news is celebrated and shared through the use of specific liturgies and the sacramental use of space. Through both, we are invited into communion with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and with each other and the world. Steeped in study, tradition, culture, and history, our words and spaces should serve to open hearts to the glory that is God's witness in the world. Our pattern of prayer is lived through the disciplined rhythm of the daily office and the sacraments. They teach us that internal transformation into the image of Christ leads inevitably to an external mission in the world, and that external mission inevitably leads to internal transformation. That's all a very heady way of saying that our prayer life is important to our way of life, and that our faith tradition states that our ideal for ourselves is to pray daily. Are you meeting that ideal? St. Gregory the Great of the 6th century said, the present gathering needs to learn not only how to pray, but that we must, by all means, pray. Perhaps this has not yet been understood by many, for many in daily life have neglected and passed over the sacred and divine work of prayer. What St. Gregory said 1,400 years ago could be said for many Christians today as well. And I must admit, even myself at times. So I ask you a new question. Are you ready to try and start praying daily? Without prayer, we end up producing children of whoredom, like our lesson from Hosea told us. Our collect prayer is a little bit kinder in its wording than Hosea, but the same message is communicated. Without God, nothing is strong. Nothing is holy. But I want you to be strong. I want you to be holy. And the fact that you're here on a Sunday morning leads me to believe that you want to be strong and holy too. The Lord's Prayer was taught to the disciples and passed on through the ages for this purpose, to help enable the strength we need in faith and to allow for your ability to grow into holiness as granted by the death and resurrection of Christ. As we read today in Colossians, we heard that Jesus Christ is our head, from whom the whole body, nourished and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows with a growth that is from God. The ligaments and sinews of the body of Christ are our sacraments and the disciplined rhythm of daily prayer. The body of Christ, that is the church, that is you and me, and all people that claim to be of Christ, is incomplete without your daily prayer. Through daily prayer, you help to strengthen the body of Christ and bind it closer together. To persevere in daily prayer, a place to start might be to say the Lord's Prayer, daily. It is the prayer that Jesus Christ himself gave us, our head and our Savior. God is personal. We cannot meet him except through the affectionate relationship with him that prayer grows within us. So let us take a closer look at the Lord's Prayer. Through the Lord's Prayer, we are shown by Jesus that an unapproachable God is approachable, and that this strange, far-off God is a normal Father seeking to be in relationship with you, his children, at all ages in your life. Jesus taught that you must pray with humility, forgiveness, and patience. And he gave us a model to help us, an example of prayer that is familiar to all Christians. We have come to call it the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer should be invaluable to us, if for nothing else, because it was given to us by God. Beyond that, it has been prayed by Christians for 2,000 years and has strengthened and edified the church. The Lord's Prayer summarizes the entirety of the gospel and all the teachings of the doctrine of faith, and it asks God to walk with you as you learn to live a life that is being continually transformed through his mercies and grace. The Lord's Prayer enables progress in good things. It overthrows evil. It corrects us sinners, brings enjoyment to present gifts, and assures us fully of our future blessings. Jesus himself gave us this prayer, telling us to be persistent. The success of the persistent person in the face of flat denial, as heard in our gospel lesson, was used by our Savior to illustrate the need for perseverance and humble prayer before the throne of heavenly grace. When the answer to prayer is not immediately given as you think it should be, you must gather the courage at each delay to seek our God, who is already there. You must urgently go forward until the answer comes to you. The answer is assured. Have the faith to press your petition with a vigorous faith. God always answers our prayers and gives to you what you need. Negligence, impatience, and fear are fatal to our prayer lives. But the Father's heart is full of infinite willingness to hear you and to give to you his child. He is lovingly waiting for your response to his invitation to be in a more relationship with him, so that he may give you the greatest gift he has to offer. Life in the Father, redemption in the Son, and comfort in the Holy Spirit. God's greatest gift he has for us is himself. Let us accept this gift through prayer. So ask, search, knock after God in prayer. Pray to the Lord with all your heart and with all your strength, leaning not upon our worldly understandings, but search his will. Submit to and persevere in daily prayer, and our Lord will show you the way. I have prayed with you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.